This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A pro-business group is urging Governor Jared Polis to veto a bill that would give local governments more power to purchase apartment buildings when they go on the market. CPR's Megan Verley explains this conflict.
The Democratic bill gives local governments right of first refusal when a multifamily building comes on the market, if the government intends to operate it as affordable housing. The policy would apply to buildings with 15 or more units in urban areas or 5 or more in rural communities. The group Colorado Concern argues the policy could tie up property owners in lawsuits, depress property values, and scare away investments in new housing. They've asked the governor to veto the bill, but there's no word so far on what he plans to do. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
Applications for Denver's popular e-bike rebates open tomorrow at 11 a.m. All Denver residents are eligible for $300 off of a standard e-bike. Income-qualified residents can get a $1,200 voucher. More money is available for cargo bikes to carry kids and groceries or adaptive e-bikes. Boulder will launch its own e-bike program this summer following Denver's success, and the Colorado Energy Office plans to follow up with a statewide version next year. This is CPR News. On this Memorial Day, I hope you're finding space to mourn those we've lost in battle over the years, if that's something that you need to do. And if you didn't know, Memorial Day became an official federal holiday in 1971. Its roots come from the years following the Civil War. Stay tuned. There's more All Things Considered.